Welcome, everyone. Good day to you. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. And today and every day, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment. And as always, to cause and create oneness inside and out. As I choose to be of service to you and to all that there is, I'm grateful for this moment. This moment that we are one, that we are sharing, that we are engaging, and that we are open and receptive to each other. And God and the divine and all that there is, right here, right now. On today's show, I am your guest and I am your host. It's me, myself and I, and all of you out there. As I have chosen to become a channel for the God within me and the divine, we shall share and engage in some prayer, meditation, teaching, visualization. As I let go and let God in this moment, we trust, we truly trust, that all that is being said is for our highest and greatest good. Before I begin, I would like to just give you some information about how to contact me. My email address is infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com and as well michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. And the reason that I'm giving this to you right now is that if you forget by the end of this session, you have it, you can write it down or memorize it. For any comments, suggestions, questions that you have, I'm available to be of service to you. And God bless you. So in this moment, I invite you, I invite all of us to be calm. And how? By using our will, by using our intention and attention to bring calmness into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls, into our bodies and every cell in our being. As calmness creates clarity, as calmness creates a relaxation, this is what we're engaging in right here, right now. I know that you're all busy out there. I am busy. We're busy doing so many things in order to have so many things. Every day we're engaging, we're doing in order to have. But sometimes during the day, sometimes as we awaken to our day, we forget about our being, who we are, what we are, why we're here. Why is it that we're doing in order to have everything that we're having? So, in this moment, you and I are going to pay attention to our being. We are going to pay attention to our hearts. We're going to pay attention to our true self, our God self, our divine self, our creative, intelligent self. We're going to pay attention to the beauty within us as we take this moment to be relaxed and calm and at peace. So I invite you in this moment to take a few cleansing breaths in. Here we go. One, take a deep breath in. And exhale with an ah. Really allowing yourself wanting to be peaceful. And another cleansing breath in. And exhaling with an ah. Good. Very good. You're doing very well. And a third, take a deep cleansing breath in. And exhale with an ah. Thank you very much for playing with me. Thank you very much for taking this time, as you are worthy and deserving of simply being in this moment. Being and paying attention to your being, as you are worthy and deserving, as you are a beautiful emanation, a beautiful child of God, the divine, the universe, and all that there is. Your beautiful light shining, everlasting, illuminating as you are. know that when challenges come up, the tests of life come up, you have the power within you to overcome your challenges. You have the power within you to overcome the temptations. You have the power within you to overcome the negative thoughts that rise up to challenge you, to challenge your soul, to challenge your positive intentions in your life. Know that as you choose, as I have chosen in this moment, to be of service, you can choose to be healed. You can choose to rise above the darkness. You can choose to move into the next stage of your life with your positive intentions. As you have days and moments where you're up, you have other days where you're down. And as you are down, you have choice to stay down, to stay closed, to stay blocked, or to rise above while learning your learnings. You may ask yourself, why am I feeling the way I'm feeling right now? What am I causing in order to have this experience? How can I change this experience? How can I change my feelings? How can I transmute my emotions into a higher vibration where every cell in my being is tingling with joy? How can I, as I have the power within me to change, to transform my life moment by moment, as I engage in my being right here, right now, I invite you in this moment to attune to your being. For some of you, it may be your first time. You have no clue what I'm talking about. For some of you, you're masters in this area. It doesn't matter, for we are all one. And in this time of oneness, you get what you get. You experience what you experience. For in this moment, you are experiencing, you are having this moment as an awakening. Wherever you are in your conscious evolution, you're fine. You're perfect right where you are as you're attuning to your being. Your being being your mind. Your being your heart. Being your body. Being your essence. Being your soul. Whatever you're attuning to in this present moment is perfectly fine without any judgment. We let go of any judgment right here, right now. We let go of any criticism of ourselves, of the moment, of any thought that is rising right here, right now. For in the present moment, we are. For in the present moment, God is. The divine is. For in the present moment, we are attuning to our true selves. As we speak these spoken words, we are creating in this moment, vibrating together. How many are listening to this message at this moment? I don't know. But I know that the oneness is taking place, and this collective energy creating oneness, creating truth, and awakening within the true self is taking place. And as we attune within each other, as each other, in this moment, we are creating higher vibrations on this planet, which is beneficial for our well-being, creating harmony in our minds, bodies, and souls. And as we're vibrating together as high energy, we are giving out this high energy into the universe, creating goodness, creating positive energy, creating the grace of God, vibrating together, creating, again, causing oneness? Why repeating the oneness? Why repeating the true self? For that we shall awaken, for we are not separate, we are one. You see, the moment we realize that we are one, we are able to let go of many, many negative thoughts that we have in our consciousness that we are not aware of at this time. We hold so much data in our subconscious mind that we are not aware of consciously. And in this moment, as we repeat these words over and over again, we create awakening in our subconscious mind. We are creating new data, new beneficial data in our beings, in our souls. In this moment, I ask you to close your eyes. Hopefully, you're still wherever you are. You're not driving. You're not bike riding. You're not active at this time. And if you are, I ask you to stay very certain and very awake where you are. For we are all responsible for our own actions. So as we are taking responsibility for every action, every thought, every word, every deed in this moment, we take responsibility for where we are and what our intentions are. So in this moment, our intention is to create and cause a space of expanded consciousness. And in doing so, I ask you to be present, I ask you to be still, I ask you to be aware. And in doing so, I ask you to close your eyes and allow yourself, remember, it is you that is doing the job, it is you that is doing the healing, it is you that is doing the visualization. I am only your guide and your channel, and the channel for goodness, and the channel for God's grace, and the channel for awareness and awakening and anything else that the divine knows best for our highest and greatest good. So, in this moment, as you allow yourself to be present, knowing that any thoughts that come by, they are simply thoughts, and we allow them without any resistance to flow by. We acknowledge, we say thank you, we acknowledge you, and we let them flow. Simply pass, simply be. There is no fighting with our thoughts. There is no resistance in this moment. We are simply being. I want you to imagine yourself being very peaceful, somewhere where you really, really enjoy, somewhere that you have been in the past, that you were delighted. Whether you're by yourself or you were with your loved ones, you were feeling wonderful. You were engaged in the allness, with the oneness, with the love of the divine within you and all around you. You had a smile. You felt joyful. You felt happy. You felt peaceful. And you were truly in a state of gratitude for life itself. Can you see yourself? Where were you? And know that with the power within you, you are able to create the perfect scenario for yourself right here, right now. If you're unable to remember such a moment, such a time in the past, have no worries. For the past, the present, the future, you are the cause. You have the power within you to create the perfect scenario as I am guiding you, and as your own consciousness is guiding you in this moment. Where are you? Go ahead. Create. Go ahead. Cause a magnificent scenario for yourself. Are you by the water? Are you by the ocean? Are you by the mountains? Are you by the beautiful blossoming flowers of God and all that there is? Do you see trees around you? Do you see rivers? Is the sun as the presence of God and all that there is, the creation of all that there is, shining upon your face? Is it healing your body? Are you feeling the warmth? Or are you sitting under the sun, under the moonlight? Are you by yourself or are you with your loved one? What are you creating in this moment? Can you allow your heart to be open in this moment, wherever you are? I open my heart. I open my heart to myself, to my true self, to my soul. I open my heart to my loved ones. I open my heart to humanity. I open my heart to God. Are you willing to open up your heart? Are you willing to open up your heart more? Expanding? Feeling the love of God within you? Healing you? Renewing you? Lightening you? Awakening you? Guiding you? Assisting you, fulfilling you, protecting you? Are you willing? And how do you feel as you attune to the love within you? This infinite love that is always eternally within you. You have the power to be open to it at any time. Anywhere you choose to, I invite you to open up your heart. First and foremost to yourself, to feel the love. In order for us to be able to give the love, we must first know that we have the love within us. We must first be open to this love and be willing to accept this love. Are you willing? Are you accepting this love within you now? Are you? Now? Good. And if you're not ready, please be gentle with yourself. Please be kind to yourself. Please be generous with yourself. And say to yourself, this is the beginning of my journey. And I will be gentle with myself. As you're opening up, loving all that there is, this infinite love creating oneness right here, right now. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Can you sense it? Do you know it? Imagining in your consciousness as you awaken to the love within you, and as your neighbor does, as your co-worker does, your loved ones do, the strangers in the supermarkets, in the banks, in the streets, the person driving next to you, wherever people are, as they awaken and open their hearts to love, can you imagine the possibilities? Do you feel what is happening? Are you willing to give the world a big hug right now? Go ahead. Hug the whole world. Wrap your arms around the whole world, for you are one with the whole world. As you hug the world, you hug yourself. As you hug yourself, you create healing within yourself. Isn't this what you ultimately want? As you hug the world, you enlighten the world, and you enlighten yourself, for you are one with all that there is. Isn't this truly what you want? As you hug the world, you hug the world and create peace within the world, and you create peace within yourself. Isn't this what you want? As you hug the world, you are supporting the world. You are supporting the world, causing it to be joyful, causing it to be united. Isn't this truly what you want? Deep down inside of you, your true self, your soul, your pure self, your pure heart, isn't this what you want? Isn't this what you're creating right now as you're allowing and you're being open? Yes, you are, for you have the power within you to cause and create goodness. Isn't this what God wants for us? Doesn't God, our Creator, our Light, the Divine, the Universe, whatever term you have for this higher power, isn't this what this energy wants for all of us? To be good to ourselves, to love ourselves, to care for ourselves, to respect ourselves, to be generous to ourselves. By being, then doing from our being and having. And having and giving. And giving and receiving. And allowing this love of, this law of circulation to circulate. Circulating in the present moment. Can you see it? Can you imagine it? Can you feel what is happening? Are you sensing it? Is it in your knowing? Are you still open? As we declare in this moment that we are open and receptive to the blessings of God, we say that we are open and receptive to the blessings of God. As we are being one with God, we are being one with the blessings. As we are being one with the blessings, we are creating an openness to receive. And as we receive, we are grateful. We are happy. We are joyful. We know that God is present in our lives. We are not alone. And as we receive, we know that we are abundant, as blessings are abundant. Therefore, we go out, we go forth, giving unselfishly, giving without any expectations or attachments. And as you allow your own consciousness right now to guide you, wherever you are in this meditation, in this guidance, in this prayer, in these thoughts, wherever you are, your own God Self is guiding you. And as we let go and we let our God Self, our Divine Self, our True Self, our Soul, our Spirit, guiding us in this moment. Each individual may be receiving different guidance, for each individual is different in their own right. And we respect that, and we acknowledge that. And we are awake and aware of the realities of the truth within us. Only truly we know the truth within us as we are being. So how do you feel in this moment? How do you feel as you're allowing, as you're open, as you're receptive? Do you want to run out and do in order to have? Are you gaining insights in your own self, in your own soul? Wherever you are in your consciousness, you are at the perfect place. You may be challenged right now. That's beautiful. That's perfect. What we can do is accept that we are being challenged in our consciousness. Some of us may have difficulty focusing and concentrating right now. That's perfectly fine. Some of us may be ahead of this game right now. That's perfectly fine. Wherever you are in this game, you're right where you are as you gain greater clarity moment by moment. As we are grateful in this moment for the love of God, for the hugs that we have given the whole world, let us acknowledge Mother Earth and the cosmos and all that there is, all of the creation of the universe, God. And who knows, whatever else is out there that is greater than what we as human beings know. Let us acknowledge all that there is. Let us acknowledge the oneness. Let us acknowledge the wholeness. And let us acknowledge that some of us may be experiencing inner conflict where we do not feel whole in this moment or other times. We have conflict. We may be experiencing conflict. We may be going through some changes in our lives, financially, relationships, health-wise. We may ask ourselves right now, what is causing the conflict that I'm experiencing in this area? Whatever that area is for you in your life, what is causing? And how am I? How am I, as I take responsibility, how am I causing this conflict? And let us be silent to get any messages at this time. And have no worries. Because as you ask, you put the energy inside and outside and ask and you shall receive. If you have not received any messages from your inner being, know that, trust that, you shall. And as you do, again, become more aware. The more aware you become, the clearer you become. The more clear you become, the more open you become. The more open you become, you're able to take that perfect action towards dissolving that conflict within you. The conflict within you, which may be creating conflict outside of you, within a relationship with your loved one, with your boss, with your teacher, with your student, with whomever, with your colleague, with your spouse, with your partner, with your children, with your parents, with whomever. Can you see how we are at cause? Can you see, can you feel, do you know that our inner world is at cause? Sometimes it's deep within us where we do not realize. But as we're being right here, right now, as we have chosen to be aware in this moment, we are allowing the hidden causes to unfold and to rise from our consciousness. Sometimes we bury what we know is not beneficial and is detrimental to our well-being because we choose not to face and take responsibility. And what happens, what is the outcome, is that we cause pain and suffering for ourselves. And we go along in our daily lives living with pain and suffering, blaming other people and blaming God, the Divine, our Creator, for our problems. So, right here, right now, I invite you, for you are courageous, you are brave, you are strong, for you are worthy and deserving of living a pain-free life in this lifetime. As we choose to accept any mistakes, any hidden agendas, any unsolved mysteries in our consciousness, we choose to allow them to rise so that we may engage in this oneness within ourselves, so that we may be true to ourselves, so that we may be honest and authentic with ourselves. Knowing that until this moment, until we are authentic with ourselves, we are not able to be authentic with others. Are these just my words? Or do these words resonate with your true self? Knowing that I can be honest with others as I am honest with myself. As I know that certain food, certain actions, certain behaviors are not for my highest good. As I know this at times, right? As you know this at times. And we still engage in wrong actions, in detrimental behaviors, in continuous negative thoughts, knowing that we are not being authentic to ourselves, to our well-being, to our health, to ourselves. How can we be authentic towards others? And how can we expect others to be authentic with ourselves? We can, but then we are not in integrity. In this moment, I invite you, I invite myself, I invite all of us to be true to ourselves, to be honest with ourselves. And most importantly, forgive ourselves. For not loving ourselves. For not being authentic to ourselves. For running away from ourselves, our true selves. From doing everything in our power to keep ourselves busy with the outside world. For doing everything in our power to blame others and play victim in our lives. I encourage you, I invite you, and myself, and all, to forgive. Forgive. Using these words, such as, I'm sorry to have caused pain on myself. I forgive myself. I love myself. And I move on. Allowing a new to take place. Dissolving the old that I had been holding on to for so long. Heavy burdens, sleepless nights, pains and aches, reactive behavior. And now I choose this moment to forgive myself. I forgive myself for being hard on myself. I forgive myself for having so many expectations of myself. I forgive myself for being reactive towards my loved ones. I forgive myself for not seeing myself as my God self, as a beautiful, wise, intelligent, compassionate being, child of God. I forgive myself for punishing myself for my thoughts, for my disempowering thoughts, for my weakening thoughts, for my negative thoughts, for my limiting thoughts, for my painful thoughts. I forgive myself for playing victim in this life. I forgive myself for not knowing how worthy and deserving I am of being at peace, of living a fulfilled life, of living a healthy life. I forgive myself for punishing myself, for not being available to my children, to my parents, to my spouse, to humanity. I forgive myself for causing so much pain and suffering on myself. For I did not know better. For I will make mistakes in the future. For I forgive myself. And as I forgive myself, moment by moment, I feel freer. I feel lighter. I feel closer to God, my God self, my true self. I feel one with my spirit. And as I do, I can say, I can let it go. And I can cry, and I can scream, and I can run. And I can do whatever I have been wanting to do to free myself. I can dance now. I feel lighter. I can love with ease and grace. But when I forgive myself, I create an opening to the love within me. There is no more barrier between myself and my true self. For when I forgive myself, there is no more blockage between Michelle and her true self, John and his true self, Mike and his true self, Jenny and her true self. There is no more, for we are one. Creating wholeness within. As we create wholeness within, we feel the power within us. Which power here are we talking about? Certainly not the power to destruct, right? Not the power to lie, right? Not the power to control, right? The power to make a difference in our own lives and to make a difference for humanity. To help those who are in need. To help others who are suffering and are not aware. To know that as we have awakened now, one step closer, we are able to support others one step closer. One step closer to what? One step closer to their true self, to their pure self. How do we use this power within us? We can use this power within us moment by moment to release any physical pain with the love within us, with the peace within us. Moment by moment. As we are all working together, integrating. As God works through each human being in different ways, we all have the power within us to heal, our physical bodies, our emotional bodies, our mental bodies, our spiritual bodies. With patience, perseverance, consistency, trust, and faith, all things are possible. Do we want everything to take place right here, right now? Do we want it all right here, right now? Or can we be patient with ourselves? Can we trust that we have this power within us? Or are we doubting this God-given power to heal, to inspire, to transform, to awaken to clarity, to enlightenment? Can we trust? Can we practice trusting ourselves and having faith that we can cause goodness in our lives and in the lives of others? Can we trust? Do we have faith? Do we? Do you? Can you declare that you are ready, willing, and able to have trust for yourself? Are you ready? Are you able? Of course you are. And are you willing? This is your choice. I am ready, willing, and able to heal my relationships. I am ready, willing, and able to heal my disease. I am ready, able, and willing. I am ready, willing, and able to heal my financial distress. Can you see how we can create possibilities and openness in our life? And can you get that as we choose to, we are giving this power out, we are giving this energy out into this universe with our thoughts, intentions, as we give attention to it every day? Can you get what will happen, what the outcome will be? We don't have to play victim any longer in our lives. Post it wherever. Post these words wherever you see fit in your lives as reminders. Post them next to your computer. Post them in your bathroom. Post them in your office. Post them in your bedrooms. Post them in your car. Put them in your wallet. Put them on your dresser. Post it on your refrigerator as reminders. Let your eyes see these powerful words every day. And as your eyes are visibly seeing these powerful words, as you're reading again and again every day, I am ready, willing, and able. I am ready, able, and willing. It doesn't matter. Are you? To heal your life? And be more specific. Which area of your life are you ready, willing, and able to heal, to change, to transform? You set the intention. Now the time has come to give attention to it. And as you're reading with repetition, you're giving these messages, these wonderful, empowering, opening messages to your subconscious mind. and your subconscious mind. We love you, subconscious mind. You are dear to us, for we are one with you. Your subconscious mind, knowing that there is love for it from you, that you are one with your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind, therefore, full force, happily, joyfully, lovingly, supporting you in your new intention to cause and create healing in any area, change in any area, transformation in any area, any inspiration, creative inspiration that you need, any awareness, any awakening, any clarity. You can, you are, and you shall. With your willingness, with your reason, go forth trusting. And as you see, as you experience openings in your outer world, you know that this is your God self in action, knowing that this is your intention in action, that this is your willingness, your desire, your heartfelt self in action. You feel stronger, you feel more empowered, you trust yourself, and you trust the universe. You trust your Creator co-creating every moment. As you pay attention to the signs unfolding moment by moment, daily in your life, you start to give attention. You start to take action. Someone may come up to you and say, hey, you know, there's this wonderful exercise class here, and you awaken. This has been my intention. This is what I've been wanting. And I pay attention. This exercise class is close to my home, is close to my office. It's reasonably priced. The hours are perfect. I go forth and I take action. And I take action as I stay with integrity with myself. As I keep my word to myself. As I am consistent with myself. Healing is taking place. Change and transformation. Whatever it is. A better, healthy lifestyle, better relationships, closer relationships, love for myself as I keep my word to myself, as I am ready, willing, and able to be kind, to be loving, to be respectful, to be generous to myself. As I am ready, willing, and able to live an empowered life, I keep my word to myself. And as I keep my word to myself, I see the results. Every moment, every day in my life, I see the results. For you have the power within you to cause healing again. With patience, perseverance, consistency, trust, faith, and whatever else is coming into your own consciousness right now for your individual evolution in this lifetime, trust, and I encourage you to move forward feeling good, saying yes to life no matter what life is throwing at you. Know that this too shall pass, and it always does. Trust that there is support everywhere as we choose to be open and receptive to the support, to the love, to the kindness, to the generosity, to the blessings, to the beauty, to the abundant nature of all that there is, visible and invisible. We are open and receptive. As we receive, we shall give and allow this law of circulation to circulate in every area of our life. Watch it, grow, watch it, circulate, feel it, sense it, know it, be it. And as you're being this wonderful emanation of light, and as you're being abundant in every way, in every area of your life, you're doing, you're having, you're giving, you're sharing, you're generous, you are fearless, because you know that your generosity is infinite. You know that as you're grateful and as you're generous and as you're giving, you will always get it back without any attachment, expectation. All good comes back to us, for this is the law. In this moment, I ask all of you to take this time to imagine the planet Earth and all that there is in your mind's eye. I encourage you to extend your hand outward, giving love and light, unconditional love and light to the planet Earth and every individual, every creation of God and all that there is. Peace, healing, love, light. And simply knowing that we are all one, here, together, in this journey, supporting each other, letting go, and being. Being infinite love. And in this moment, I would like to thank you and acknowledge you for being present with this show. I am eternally grateful to have this opportunity to serve you, to be one with you, and to learn the learnings that I must learn in this lifetime. I am grateful. I encourage you here again to allow yourself to be open to love, to experience the love of God and all that there is in your life, for you are certainly worthy and deserving. And now I want you to just know that you are where you are. You are fully balanced in mind, body, and soul. Perfectly normal. I want you to feel your whole body, your toes, from your head to your toes, up and down, realizing where you are, your surroundings. And take a deep cleansing breath again. And exhale with an ah. Feeling good, feeling renewed. Knowing that an awakening awareness and whatever for your highest, highest, greatest good has taken place. I say again, thank you and God bless you. And that's Infinite Love Radio for this week. You are wonderful as you are. Don't ever, ever forget this. Just a few notes. Simply know that you can always visit my website, www.infinitelovradio.com, and download free guided meditations and insights, as well as visit my healing practice website, where I have guided meditation CDs and my book 101 Transformational Insights, and we also have some wonderful t-shirts. Spirituality Inside and Out is called the Your Spiritual Self Inside and Outside, as you can wear these t-shirts, and really these t-shirts have great positive energy. Inside Now, with God All Things Are Possible, Love and Truth Inside, The Colors of Life. You can go and visit there. Again, please feel free to email me at infinitelovradio@yahoo.com and as well as michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com for any comments, suggestions, questions. I am grateful to serve you. And with this, thank you again. Bless you. Until next week. Good day.